I'm Dr. Kristen Scatliff, and you're on with MD Femme. We're here for another episode. We have a very special guest with us, but I want to welcome my sisters in this struggle, Dr. Kimberly Works out in Atlanta. Say hey. And Dr. Candace Wall Bennett out in Pittsburgh. And we just want to welcome everybody to listening to the podcast. Thank you for following us for so long, all these episodes. And we have on a special guest, okay? I got approached by her PR people, and I'm so glad that I did, because I mean, her products are the bomb, okay? She is the creator of Soul Balm Sisters. That's B-A-L-M, so Soul Balm Sisters. And we want you to go visit their website, but we're going to be talking about their products and their mission. And this is Juanie Tubman. Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you ladies tonight.
Yes. So teach me, what's the correct way to say your name so everybody that's listening to this will know how to say your name so they won't walk up to you in the street and call you Wayne?
Yes. So my name is a Liberian name. It's pronounced Juanie. And it's a very common name in Liberia, although my mother spelt it different, because I think in Liberia, it's typically spelled W-A-N-N-I, but she is a big avid Scrabble player. And so for her, she was like, Juanie. And of course, a lot of people call me Wayne, but I was like, okay, you know, but it's Juanie.
It's a beautiful name.
It's a very beautiful name. So quick question, when did you, tell us a little bit about your background, when did you come to the States, how did you end up here?
Yeah, so I was born in Monrovia, Liberia, which is a small coast off the west coast of Africa. If you know a little bit about, and I'm glad it's Black History Month, because a little bit of history of that, Liberia was founded by ex-slaves from the United States that went back to Africa. And my last name is Tubman, which is a very well-known African-American name, Tubman. And the husband of Harriet Tubman was one of the people that went back to Liberia and found. So my family comes from the Tubman family.
My mind is blown.
I know, right?
I was just like, wow.
I got chills.
Thanks for sharing. I know you're not done, but thank you for teaching.
I know. I was like, whoa.
we could call it a wrap. We could wrap it up right now. We've done enough. That's Black History Month, everybody.
Isn't it? Black History Month means so much, I think, that people don't do it enough justice. But anyway. So my dad was a diplomat. He worked for the United Nations, and we came over here when I was, you know, in kindergarten, first grade. And I've traveled a lot of different places, but predominantly lived in the United States. And then when I was maybe in my 20s, I became a naturalized American. And so I've been here since then. Okay. Yeah.
So this is like, I want to say your second career. Is that correct? This is your second career doing the products.
It might even be my, you know, like they say the cat has 9 lives. I feel like, yes. I have a lot of lives. I started off wanted to be a model, and that was just like not
I
happening.
I can see that.
For my
I hate it too. I
you should still go there. I know, right?
Because your skin is gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
It is. I was like, you're giving me those, you know, 80s vibes, like Naomi kind of vibes.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. All right. Okay.
Thank you, ladies. And so I wanted to be that so badly, but my mom was like, and when we were living in New York, I got scouted on the streets. I mean, I'm like a woman of a particular age. So back in the day, there was no internet or whatever. So if somebody saw you, they would just be like, I want you to, and it was Eileen, the Ford agency. And I was like, I really want to do this. And my mom said, sure, she can do it, but she can't wear makeup, right? So of course it was like, okay. And then it became, well, then you have to finish school. And then it became like, you know, okay, I lost interest. And And then there was a lot of things, but so that was my first thing. And then I wanted to own a restaurant because I really think that deep down inside, I'm a people person. I like connecting with people. I love hearing people's stories and, you know, and being empathetic to that. So I was like, okay, I want to be a restaurateur. I graduated from school. I went to school at Pepperdine University in California. And then I moved back to New York. And I was like, okay, I'm going to work in a restaurant and then go to culinary school. And I think I did that for maybe a week. And I was like, there's no way I can work in a restaurant. It's like, you smell like fish, you know, like
all the time.
I just remember like all the time. All the and I was time. Like, I cannot like live with my hands smelling like this. So maybe I won't own a restaurant.
That's the importance of shadowing right there.
Exactly. And then, I wanted to be a hairdresser, but that was actually one of my top 10, but I never did it. And then I moved to Miami. I started just like, you know, not really finding a place, right? I just had a undergraduate degree. And I, you know, with an undergraduate degree, you need more, right? It's not enough, right? So I was like, what am I going to do? I applied to NYU and I got in to do a graduate program in interactive at the Tisch School of the Arts. And then I got a degree in the internet. That's when the internet was just sort of starting. And I did interactive telecommunications and I focused on the internet and telling stories through like there was these old programs called Micromedia Director, and you could build games and stuff like that. So I got into programming and I worked for banks for a really long time on software teams. And my focus was really on user experience. And then after that, I got sort of like, okay, I want to do more with consumers. And my family, cousin owned a company called Shea Moisture. And he said, why don't you come work with us? And, you know, we can learn the business. And so I did. And I went to work for Shea Moisture until they sold it. And I worked a little bit for Unilever. And then I started, this is how I got into what I currently do
Pretty amazing.
So I want to say that, you know, you just highlighted something very important right there in your story. So the importance of trying, number one, and the importance of mentorship and shadowing, as Dr. Work said, alluded to earlier. Like, I feel like we all had kind of stories like we tried things and we switched it up and we switched it up. So I'm kind of glad you found this niche because your products are. So I noticed, I don't know what year Shea Moisture sold, but you can notice a difference in the product.
You can notice difference. The quality. Definitely.
The quality Shea Moisture,
was it Caroline's daughter?
Carol's
daughter.
Yes. You know, when the product went from being the mom and pop to the mass production, it's something...
Something's off.
So no shade to those brands. I mean, they held us down for a while, but then when they change it up, you're like, whoa, what is this, water? No, that's not gonna work. Mm-hmm. You know, so
yeah, I think one of the issues comes with when, you know, so the way things are made like now, like how I make my software is small batch and it's sort of handcrafted, and then it goes to like this mass produce because natural ingredients are, you know, organic, right? So they have a shelf life and they're whatever. And I think that and this is a theory, I don't have any facts in it, but just from my understanding of how things work in those big things, when they buy like in bulk these ingredients and stuff like that, and they also like don't like, sometimes shea butter is a different shade of yellow, right? And so it's never going to always be the same. And sometimes they don't want that to happen. They want it to always be
uniformed.
And natural things are not uniform, right? I mean, you guys are all doctors, so you know organic things are just always going to change. And a organic fruit is sometimes going to taste better one month and different another, depending on the harvest and this and the other. So it becomes harder to manage in terms of, I think, costing and stuff when they can't control it, right? Because they can't like have an expectation of maybe this pH level of something and then they get something slightly off. So I think maybe, and I don't have any proof, but that is leads to some of the things that they have to change so that they can try to keep it as consistent to each batch, you know, over time. And I don't think it's just Shea Moisture. I think if a lot of companies that go from sort of this small, production to sort of mass produce, I think they all have to deal with that because of the fact that.
Yeah, it's not just skincare, it's clothing. It's everything. The minute they go to mass production quality for some reason, they get sacrificed, right? And so it kind of goes back to the concept of, you know, we're living this lovely American society where people want it now, they want high quality, and they want a good price. Well, you can't have all three. Right? And, you can't have all three. And that's the problem with a lot of these natural products, right? If you want to get the source, right? You want real shea butter, you're gonna have to pay for real shea butter.
Right. And you're gonna have to wait the time. Mm-hmm. Right. If you notice this year, I feel the fruits, I don't know where you guys live, but where I live, it's like the fruits are not sweet anymore because they're trying to force ripe them. Because they lose their flavor, right? So they taste like nothing.
You think this is water. Just this year though?
I feel like it's going on for a while. Engineered stuff.
I think it's real pronounced because I mean the oranges.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, the orange has been terrible. You're right.
Exactly.
That's true.
I'm like, let me know if something's going on, guys, because I won't buy no more. But just let me know. But I'm like, it's water. And there's a whole company. I'm so sorry. There's a whole company that's like geared to it. And I'm going to go find the name of the company so I can let the watchers know. But it's all about the vegetables and the fruits that the market doesn't want to sell because they look funky.
Yes.
But those are
like
the natural ones that are not messed up with. That I think I'm going to start going to that.
I need
the bruised and ugly ones.
I need a supermarket just for those. I would buy there. Okay. just throwing it out there.
Because you know, everything's all shiny and stuff and negligent. The makeup stuff is better.
So going back to your lovely product. So I could see you having that problem in the future. How do you think you're gonna manage that? Like the mass production, like going from you handcrafting.
I mean, I think that that's just something that we will just try. I don't know if it's avoidable, right? But as long as I can, it's definitely something that also makes the difference between buying from somebody like me and buying, you know, if that's really important to you in terms of that. But then there's also accessibility, right? Because I'm not mass produced, a lot of people can't have access to it. So you have to trade it off. It's like, well, to get access, you have to make certain, certain like trade-offs, and then we just have to manage that, because if I always stay small, then I'm only going to be of service to a few, right? As opposed to when I grow, then I'm able to impact and reach others. And then maybe in time, maybe it's how things are distributed, right? So maybe today things are just like, maybe there's just one central place where they make everything, whereas maybe you can have things distributed in different places. Maybe make things in Africa close where they get the source instead of bringing the shea butter to America.
That's a great idea.
And then whatever, maybe making it there, you know, but the infrastructure in Africa right now is not at a place where you can rely on it. So a lot of times they take the raw material from there, but if you left it there and gave people jobs and opportunities, and then that it would be closer to the source, and you would have more places to source from, as opposed to like, you know, we source this year and then we stockpile it in this place. So I think that could be a solution to having sort of keeping things wholesome and more natural.
I must say that's one of the things, sorry to cut you, Kristen, that I really love, like in your website when I was reading it, I saw that you actually sourced it from Liberia, that you gave back to the community there. I really, mm-hmm. I really like that, I must say.
I agree. That was very potent. And it goes back to kind of like if we're talking about Black History Month, you know, and we want to be, you know, Pan-African and pro-African, let's talk about the fact that, you know, the whole basis of colonization and capitalism is why you have that problem you're talking about not leaving jobs and opportunity there, but outsourcing these natural resources, just pushing them out and then storing them elsewhere. And literally the vitality of the substance is leaving, right? Mm-hmm. So like I feel like, because that happens in the Caribbean too. It happens everywhere. Like they just go, they find a resource and then like, oh, we want it. And then they go and they put it in a warehouse and the vitality just goes down. So how do you stay authentic to who you are and to the product and still grow your brand?
So for me, because I feel like I am a global citizen. I told you I was born in Liberia, but I'm now American. I lived in America, I've lived in Europe, I've lived in a lot of places. So I don't feel like, I feel the world belongs to everyone, right? And as the world opens and people travel and stuff like that. So what is authentic? I think authentic is things that I feel like are serving others, like are true to others, things that I would use myself, right? And not harmful to the planet, to myself, to the people that benefit from my product. And I think that for me is authentic. I'm not pushing something that I wouldn't want to use for the fact that I'm trying to make a dollar. And that's very important to me, right? And thinking of the people the women, especially, like I was a single mother, right? And so for me, I had to find a way to take, I was really lucky because I had technology as a way to take care of, like I had technology as a way to take care of me and my son, right? And so I was able to have a, you know, give us and provide for us a good life. And I feel like a lot of women don't have that. And I want to be able to teach them or help them or show them like how, and through the business that I'm going to build to give this opportunity to women to be able to sustain and take care of their families. And I think that is the authenticity that I will keep and sort of bring to my brand. I was doing, we're also doing a thing for Black History Month, and we're talking about, we're highlighting people in the beauty industry that have impacted, Black people who have impacted the beauty industry. So this tonight or maybe tomorrow, we're sending out a thing about Madam C.J. Walker. What I really like about Madam C.J. Walker, people think she was the first Black millionaire. She was actually the first female millionaire, period, not just Black, right? And additionally, she was a woman who had a need, you know, to do something. Her hair was falling out, and she was living in a time where women were marginalized. They were either, they could only be housekeepers or farmers or whatever, and she decided that she just dreamed big and she wanted to do something about it, right? And so she decided to start this. She also trained women, right? She trained women, and she was actually like a formulator, an engineer. Like she had technical skills in the time when she was like, just, you know, in a time where, you know, women were not even allowed to vote, or, you know, and especially Black women, they had absolutely no rights. And this woman had no idea of limitations in my mind. Like I imagined her, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she just like said, no, I'm not going to be this, I'm going to be that. And so I just feel like it's really important. My, you know, Soul Bomb Sisters is about the sisterhood of that. And then how strong a sisterhood is. I mean, you guys work all women together. I can only imagine what it's, you know, like the, you know, especially female doctors. I think that's just so powerful and so special to have Black female doctors. I wish there were more of you everywhere.
We wish there was more of you too, sis. We're trying.
We're trying. And actually why I say it's day is Black Women's Physician Day.
On February 8th, we celebrate the life of Dr. Rebecca Lee Crumper, the first Black woman medical doctor in the United States in 1864. Nearly 160 years after Dr. Crumpler became a physician, there are still less than 3% Black women physicians in America. The lack of African-American doctors exacerbates the existing disparities in our healthcare system. This day of observation for Black women physicians highlights the importance of more diversity, equity, and inclusion. Remember, representation matters.
I don't know if you guys know that.
It is
so today. Oh, yeah. So happy day to you guys.
Happy day to you too, Dr. Rooks. Thank you. Thank you. We are only 2%. Is that a correct
percentage? It's 2 or 3%. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I thought it was 2.
Of all the physicians. Yeah. Of all the physicians. There's so much more of us out there. So you know, mentorship, again, the power of mentorship, the power of seeing it happen, you know, mm-hmm. and not being defined by a box, not being defined by, you know, if I listened to what people told me, I would not be here.
Mm-hmm. And the power of history. Yeah. The power of history, because if you don't know these stories, right, about women, like, then you think nobody's there are so many Black women, Black people in history that have been disregarded, overlooked. Their stories have not been told. And the young people think, oh, you know, they didn't do anything. But that's so far from the truth. Right. And so if we don't push Black history, each and every one of us, about what, you know, how we've contributed to the world. I don't even want to say to America, to the world, right? And the importance of that, we have to. They can't only just study the Mayan Empire, they have to study Timbuktu, and they have to study a lot, you know, they can't erase our history, right? It's so important.
They're trying.
Yeah.
We can't let them.
we cannot.
They're actively trying with this whole movement against critical race theory and removing, you know, African American history from
AP classes.
From the AP classes, and then the other move was trying to put Black conservatism as a class, if I remember correctly, DeSantis,
Florida. Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah. Oh yes, Black conservatism. That's what he called it. I was like, okay, bro, no. That's a no. Okay, that's a no. As there is power in our history and our ancestry and knowing where we come from and in knowing how we've contributed. And I feel like, you know, 28 days is not enough. So for us, 2023, every month will be Black History Month. Thank you so much. And that's officially from MDFam.
Exactly.
Just letting you know. All right. So, but I want to talk about your products specifically because we got a chance to try them and raving. Okay, first of all.
Thank you for sending them.
Awesome. Thank you.
I hope everybody got it. I know there was a little bit of mix up, but I hope everybody in the end got it.
We all got it. And I just want to shout out this.
Yeah, like that. Oh, yes.
The sour steamers.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing. I like it a lot. That was my favorite thing of the whole package was the sour steamers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. First of all, eucalyptus mint. Insert. Yes.
Yes.
Awesome.
So that is my favorite thing.
That came out of Essence Festival. So I started with bath bombs. Those were the first things that we did. And I did have a business partner when I started. She actually was making the products. I didn't know anything about making products. I was there to do marketing and sales. And so then it fell apart and I was stuck with this business where I was like, okay, I have to figure out how to make this stuff. I don't even know how to do this. So I took a formulation course that they have online, and then there's a lot of forums and YouTubes and stuff like that. But we went to Essence, and at Essence, a lot of the women would be like, I don't take baths. Have you made shower steamers? And I didn't even know what shower steamers were. And so when I came from Essence, I looked into that. And we started experimenting with shower steamers. And then that is what you get from, you know, again, adversity, because it was like, I had just lost my business partner. I didn't know how to make bath bombs, right? And also I was like, okay, but I can learn, I will learn about shower steamers. So the shower steamers are my first recipe, even though it wasn't my first product. Wow. Right? Yeah.
Well, so. premier yeah. product right here. Premier product. I know. I'm telling you.
I was definitely excited about that. Because I thought there were bath bombs, and then I got disappointed because, you know, I don't like them. I was like, oh, okay, another, you know, gift to give someone else, I was thinking. And then I read it, and I was like, oh, this is different. And I've definitely enjoyed them. Awesome. So I'm glad you enjoyed the adversity that came out of that.
I love the instructions, how clear they are, where to put the shower. I know. Because I was about to put it through the full stream. And I was like, nope, she said to put it off. Okay. And I mean, when the eucalyptus hit, mm-hmm.
That was my favorite.
I loved it. So
really that awake is really awake, by the way. That was a great name. I was like, all right.
nice. Yeah.
Well, we could go. I could go to my favorite. This bloody butter.
The
bloody butter. OMG.
I don't think people understand. Look at the consistency.
Oh my goodness.
Thick, and it's still soft. I love about it. I mean, you get some shades and you're working to put this thing into your skin.
That's true. Oh my goodness.
This is not this. You know? This is like whipped butter. I was like,
ooh. It's literally like whipped butter. It is whipped butter.
It is whipped butter.
It's amazing. I didn't read it when I used the first time. And Candace can actually, Dr. Wong can actually attest to this. So I went and took my bath. And then I put this on, okay? And then I was talking to her and I said, I feel real comfortable. I feel real relaxed. What's going on?
Let's put it this way. I couldn't put it on before I came on this podcast because I would be real relaxed right now.
Oh, wow.
It's just good for bed.
It was very good for bed. And like for me, I'm an ICU physician. So I stay on a very high stress level. And when I'm done working those weeks and I come home, I'm like, when I was finished this week and I came home and I showered last night and I put this on, I was like, don't talk to me. Play talk to me for like, I'm in Zen place right here. Just put the candles on. Just like, I'm in Zen place.
But I have to tell you, you guys are my, you know, like when you do marketing, you say, who's your persona? And literally, well, they were healthcare providers. She's a healthcare provider, because I felt like this is when you're like super stressed. You've been on your feet all day and you've been dealing with people, you know, like coming at you and you're just like with a smile.
Sound about right.
That sounds about right. Yes, I think you've been looking at me at work and I didn't know. But yeah, that's exactly it. You have to keep this face on. And you're exhausted. Yes.
And then where are you in this mix? You know, you have to recharge yourself because you have to do this again tomorrow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so if you're not like rebuilding and recharging and finding like taking a moment to get connected with yourself, then you become lost in the sauce is what I say, right? Mm. You become lost in the sauce.
So true.
Yeah.
I'm speaking truth today. We're gonna coin that for MD fam. Lost in the sauce. That's gonna be like a t-shirt or a tote bag. We'll put a quote for you. Okay. Now, my favorite product was my guilty pleasure. Oh my goodness.
Oh, you
this
like that
oil? Ooh, this oil. I actually have it on right now. My skin.
You know what's funny? I have to tell you a funny story about that, my guilty pleasure.
Oh,
so
okay.
she gave us three oils. It was the pink soul sugar.
Yep.
Sweet orange spice and my guilty pleasure. And I have them out on my bathroom, literally. Mm-hmm. Like all of them on my bathroom. And I actually had to take up the my guilty pleasure and be like, this is for me. I literally put it under my things, because I share bathroom with a multiple children husband all I was like, no, this my guilty pleasure is for me. Literally
no sharing this one.
No sharing.
And that's why I live alone.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it. And I have to say, the washcloth, I had to, like, you know, wash it and come to show it to everybody. But I have a pet peeve about washcloths, and I don't know about the other ladies, but the traditional washcloth, I think, is completely unsanitary. Okay. And they've made some new ones that are basically, like, you know, very rough. They're like exfoliating, but they're not really for, like, everyday bath. And then you sent us this, okay? Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, this is it, okay? Because first of all, it lathered up really well. It was soft on my skin, okay? And it's going to dry and not hold mold and bacteria. If, if this was a flag, I would wave it. If this was a flag, I would wave it.
Yeah,
is it. This is how it's supposed to be. This is how it's supposed to be. So thank you. Thank you. I'm like,
and that, and that's, again, African innovation, because that thing is very known. It's a fishing net. It's traditionally a fishing net. And
oh my goodness.
Started, oh, really? Started...
Sea net. I knew it. Oh. I held it. I said, this is a sea net.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice, nice, nice.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
And they started using it to bathe. And then they recognized that it could dry really quickly. It was great to exfoliate the skin. You got it, it, like, you can do your back, you know, instead of, like, just doing whatever your the front. And it was a really good, like, sloughing off the dead skin. You're gonna notice your skin to get smoother and smoother. If you know, a lot of Africans have very smooth skin,
smooth, beautiful skin. But,
so yeah, and that's one of our secrets, that African exfoliating net.
Listen, is
that
just what they call it? I picked that thing up and I looked, I said, this feels like a sea, because my grandfather on my mom's side was a, like, you know, was a seaman, but he's a captain, oh, wow. He's a seaman, okay? Mm. So we were around, like, we saw fishing things all the time. And I was like, this looks like a sea net. I was like, it really bothered me. But now you're saying, and I was like going crazy. It's a sea net. I got it now. Oh man, it's amazing. It's amazing.
And it's easy to clean. You just put it in the washing machine. You know, you can take it to the travel with it. It travels well. It's perfect. You're gonna see, the more you use it, you're not gonna be able to use anything else.
Well, I can't wait for that.
Guys, let me tell you something. This is
I agree with Dr. that actually.
Dr. Scatliff, throw away those nasty body mitts and those washcloths. Get you one of these. Thank you so much.
I think I said to everyone. So if you didn't get
you
it,
did.
Let me know.
No,
I got the
did.
Purple one, which is my favorite.
I really enjoy it, I must say. I
just
really
want to take something that I did. It was funny with that I wasn't looking, so I used the oil and I was like, why is this not lathering? And then and then I read,
okay.
So then I read it and then I used it properly and I loved it. So I'll let you know that was on me. That's not nothing with marketing, that's just me not reading. I was like, oh, it's purple, Carla's favorite color, and like there's three oils, and you know, oils, not bath oil. So
yeah. don't feel bad, Kim, because Candace had to correct me. I saw the exfoliating scrub and I was like, oh no, I don't want an exfoliating scrub. My skin is really soft. I hate these scrubs that really hurt. And she was like, no, that's the soap. Go use it. I was like, oh, and then when I put it on, I was like, oh.
It's not. Yes. It's so really it not a scrub.
I saw scrub, and I went. Mm-hmm. I don't want. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be rough. And as soon as I put it, I was like, oh, this is melting. Oh, because my two pet peeves with scrubs are, number one, they don't melt like that, and they leave the stuff in your shower, eh?
They do.
And then you gotta clean your shower. And I hate. And this does not do this. This does not do this. So
yeah, it's an really emulsifying good. Scrub. Yes. Oh, thank you.
So reading is important.
Reading is key, guys.
Yeah, and it works really well with the net. So you just need a dab of it,
does.
And put it with the net, and then it's a great exfoliant.
It lathers so much. Oh no, I'm so like, I think I use too much. I'm like literally quarter done.
No such thing.
You only need a little bit. Seriously, you only need a little bit.
You really only need a little bit.
Does it come in different scents? Does it come in different scents?
It does. It comes in the guilty pleasure. It comes in the pink sugar. It comes in all really? The same scents.
This comes in guilty pleasure.
Shut it down.
I'm on the website tonight.
Customers. Lifelong customers.
Oh my gosh. You got lifelong customers. This comes in guilty pleasure. It's a wrap.
Pleasure.
Oh my God, I'm excited.
And then also want to say that packaging was beautiful. very beautiful. When I opened up the box, just the aroma that came out. Yes,
it hits you.
So it was very good marketing. It hits you. Really, like a like I'm going to, like I went to a spa.
No,
I do want to say that it was very pleasant opening up the marketing as far as the packaging and so forth, because that's important. Taught us about business, being a businesswoman. You taught us about knowing your truth. So this was a good podcast for me.
Awesome. It was nice. Yeah,
it was awesome meeting you.
Yeah. It was nice meeting you guys and being here listening to beautiful women, all professionals, African Americans that embrace my product. It means so much to me because this is really a labor of love. I like what I do. I love what I do. And I just want it to be for others when people tell me that they like it, it just makes a difference because it's so difficult to be an entrepreneur some days, you know. Today I had a $300 return because a friend of mine wanted me to send something to Spain, and Spain apparently does not take personal care products at all.
Really?
So yes, they do not. So if you want to send anything to anybody in Spain from the United States, it cannot be bath bombs, bath oils, body butters. You can send essential oils, but that's about it. So we just learned that the hard way. So it was rough because there was like three different orders that went out there. So it's nice when you get like good feedback, and all feedback is good because it's information. You take that data and you put it into creating something better or more. And I'm really grateful that you guys have access to my products, and that, you know, that you gave me this feedback, and looking forward to doing more stuff with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, definitely. I see a partnership forming in the future, but I just want to say thank you for coming on, and your spirit, your vibe, like all the information you provided us. We really, really, really thank you for this. It was, I mean, I feel my soul was nourished. Thank you so much. And you have lifelong customers here if you didn't.
Oh, yes.
Already. So, but we want to thank everybody for tuning into MD Femme. And we ask you to follow us on IG, on Facebook. Come to our website, www.mdfemme.com. Go to Soul Bomb Sisters and buy you a whole pack, not no one product, a whole pack. Okay. Soulbombsisters.com. The kit gets you the kit. You got to get the scene. Net, you got to get the whole scrubs, you got the guilty pleasure oil, the shower steamers. You come on, you know, it's Black History Month. It's 360 days for us, basically, but
yes,
for you, it's 1 month. Okay, so no problem. We thank you for being on here with us, and you know, be heard, be healing, be healthy. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.